This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Quentin Slater. Profit Matters is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. The Iowa Soybean Association is driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Earlier this month at the World Pork Expo in Des Moines, I was able to talk with Vice President of the National Pork Producers Council, Rob Brenneman, to discuss current issues in the pork industry, how the industry continues to better itself, and the ever-famous pork tent. We will hear more from the Vice President of the National Pork Producers Council, Rob Brenneman, next.
Stay up to date on the latest news impacting the soybean industry by attending the Iowa Soybean Association's Summer Soy Series, coming to a community near you. Hear the latest insights on issues directly impacting farmer profitability, productivity, and sustainability, including soybean demand, research, policy, and more. Register by June 17th and be entered for a chance to win an ISA-branded cooler and special door prizes. Register today at iasoybeans.com/events. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers.
When visitors and vendors alike arrive at the World Pork Expo, one of the first things they may notice is the pork tent, sponsored by the Tama County Pork Producers. I talked with Rob Brenneman about where the meat for the grill came from this year and how he had a part to play in it.
They needed pork for the grill because the last sponsor wasn't able to do it anymore. So Danny came to me and said, where can I get pork for the big grill? And I said, hey, let me talk to Tyson. And I talked to PFG. We supply some product to PFG Performance Food Group. And I said to those guys, hey, I said, that looks like a great opportunity to get some really good pork onto the grill. And I said, what do you guys think? And so the majority of our pigs go to Tyson in Columbus Junction. So they got involved. And we all agreed if we each did a third, a third, a third, then they would help supply the meats.
One of Brenneman's biggest goals as vice president of the NPPC is to make people and politicians aware of the value that independent pork producers bring to the table. He hopes that by advocating for these producers, we will be able to see more family farms succeed.
Well, I'm an independent pork producer, and all my friends are independent pork producers. And they want to be able to pass their operation down to their family just like we do. So anything that I can do as an independent pork producer to prevail that message into the politics of DC and locally and everything, that's my goal, is to make sure that everybody understands there are real people behind the pig business. And it's my family and my friends and my friend's family and my cousins and my nephews and my nieces. There's a lot of people in Washington County that are related that raise pigs, and they want to raise pigs, and they want their kids to raise pigs, their grandkids to raise pigs. Well, that starts now.
The pork industry has changed immensely over the years. Brenneman says he is confident that producers are committed to bettering the industry each and every day.
I know every day for 50 years I've got up and say, how can I be better today than I was yesterday? And we go out and make the changes to do that. My son Tim says, Dad, can't we do the same thing 2 days in a row? And I said, no, because we're going to do better today than we did yesterday. And there's no doubt every person that I know in the business thinks the same way. That's just our creative minds as independent pork producers and independent farmers. We want to do better. We want to do what's right for the animal. We want to do what's right for the family. And we want to do what's right for the community.
For more on this story, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our newsletter that delivers stories like this to you every single day. You've been listening to Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Quentin Slater.